September 17th, Thursday. What kind of wilderness will it be? Will it be a far-off land that is empty and vast, or a land that confirms the glory and power of God who is with you? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 4 and 6. The most important life for humankind. Exodus chapter 36, verse 3. And they received from Moses all the contribution that the people of Israel had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him free will offerings every morning. The Bible states that man is a spiritual being created in the image of God. In addition, it is recorded that man's greatest blessing is worship that enjoys the gospel. Satan, who knows this fact very well, takes away the blessings of worship and deceives man into chasing other matters. If that is the case, what worship must you restore? Number one, the restoration of worship that overcomes life in the wilderness. Even in the midst of living in the empty wilderness, God directed the Israelites to build the tabernacle in order to restore the blessings of worship. He instructed them to give worship centered on the tabernacle and directed them to build their houses facing the tabernacle in order to pray. The world can only be saved through the gospel given by God. This mystery can only be restored through worship. Number two, the worship of experiencing the power of only gospel. Even in the midst of the wilderness, God gave the Israelites who built the tabernacle the Sabbath day to receive true rest. Through worship on the Sabbath, God restored the complete power of the gospel. Worship is the greatest mystery of enjoying God's presence. As his child, God will certainly give evidence through your life. Pray for a temple to be established where you can enjoy God's presence. Confirm answers through worship. Concentrate before God and where the posterity can come and discover their lives. Dear God, may I confirm the start of the power of the gospel that overcomes all curses, disasters, and Satan in my life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.